All right, Shavuot Sai, good morning. Let's begin. So today's daf is daf chof. We left off yesterday, B'mai ukimto, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line. So the Gemara says, B'mai ukimto. Remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, the Mishnah was talking about that a Chereish is not permitted to read the Megillah. So we're trying to figure out what exactly that means, that a Chereish can't read the Megillah. So what the Gemara is suggesting right now is that what it means is that a Chereish can't read the Megillah l'chatchila, but a Chereish can absolutely read the Megillah b'di'eved. B'di'eved. And therefore, again, this would reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the l'chatchila, when you say Shema, you should hear that which you are saying. But b'di'eved, if you didn't, you're still Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So says the Gemara, b'mayu kimto, Rabbi Yehuda, b'di'eved, say, now how have you established the Mishnah? It's reflecting the view of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Yehuda is saying that b'di'eved, a Chereish can read the Megillah. But what about the following? Elaha detani Rabbi Yehuda b'rei Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. But what about what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi? Chereish hamadaber ve'eno shomea. Both say if you have a Chereish, somebody who is deaf, somebody who is deaf but is able to speak, what is the halacha? Torim lechatchila. He could separate out truma lechatchila. Now both say, what's the novelty in that? If you look at Rashi, Elaha detani your Torim, the afa pishu tzarach levarech, vein oznov shomos habracha, shomos mipiv. Now the chiddush over here is what? When you separate out truma, there is a bracha that is recited on that. So even though, again, this individual is going to go ahead and separate a truma and not be able to hear the bracha, nevertheless, he's permitted to do so. So money, I will say, this l'chatchil is permitted to do so. So whose opinion does this reflect? I Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to tell me it's Rabbi Yehuda, the eved in l'chatchil lo, that can't be, because at most Rabbi Yehuda would say what? That perhaps a person who's deaf, b'di'eved could separate out truma, but Rabbi Yehuda say that l'chatchila. No, Rabbi Yehuda's position is that a chereish could do things b'di'eved, but not l'chatchila. I Rabbi Yossi di'eved namilo. And if it's Rabbi Yossi holds that a chereish is possible to do these things even b'di'eved. So whose opinion does it reflect? Ve'elamai. So rather, it must be Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that what Rabbi Yossi, that a chereish is permitted to engage in these mitzvahs, even what? Even l'chatchila. Aye, but what about the following? Elohad desanyo, lo yivarech adam birkas hamazon belibo. A person should not recite birkas hamazon to themselves. Now, both say belibo over here can't literally mean that a person is just thinking the words, because obviously everyone agrees that if you just think the words of birkas hamazon, that is not benching. Rather, what it's talking about over here is you're saying them with your lips, but you do not hear that which you are saying. So a person should not recite Birkas HaMazon without hearing the words, V'im Beirach, but if they did so, Yotza, they are Yotze. Mani, whose opinion is this? So we'll say again, here's another example of L'chatchila, you need to hear it. B'di Eved, if you didn't, you're still Yotze. Whose opinion is this? Mani, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo Rabbi Yossi. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, it can't be Rabbi Yossi. Why? I Rabbi Yehuda, feel L'chatchila. Because if it's Rabbi Yehuda, then what? Then L'maisa, he should permit it even l'chatchila. Because remember, now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda holds that halacha l'maisa, a chereish, could go ahead and do these things even l'chatchila. If it's Rabbi Yossi, that can't be either. I feel the eved namilo, l'maisa Rabbi Yossi would say what Rabbi saying, that halacha l'maisa, but the eved a chereish can't do it. So whose opinion is this? Excuse me, well, but the eved, if you didn't hear that which you did, you're not yotze. So whose opinion is it? Top of chof, li'olam Rabbi Yehuda v'afil l'chatchila. In reality, let's go back to what we said before. And Lemaisa, our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Excuse me. Let me take that back. Leolam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, this follows Rabbi Yehuda. However, Velokasha, Hadidei, Hadrabe. And I will say, Rabbi Yehuda is quoting two different opinions. Look at Rashi. Vahai, Detorim de Lachatrid Rabbi Yehuda. Vahai, Debir Kasamazon, Rabbe. I will say, listen to this. The Gemara suggests Rabbi Yehuda himself is of the opinion that even if you don't hear that which you are doing, you are Yotze l'chatchila. L'chatchila, so it's going to be true in Birkas HaMazon, it's going to be true in Kriyat Shema, therefore a Chereish l'chatchila could read the Megillah, therefore a Chereish could go ahead and separate out Truma. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. The other brayse that we just quoted before that says that again lechatchila you have to hear that which you are saying by Birkas Hamazon. Whose opinion does that reflect? That's Rabbi Yehuda's Rebbe. Rashi says v'drabe. Rashi says mishmo shabalaza ben Azaria amra shetarach laashmiya v'hai lishna mash lechatchila aval di ever yata. This sanya Rabbi Yehuda says mishmo shabalaza ben Azaria. Rabbi Yehuda is quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, who says what hakori eshma tzarach sheyashmiya la'ozno. If somebody reads Kriya Shema, they have to hear that which they are saying. Shene Emar, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashmei Laoznicha, Masha Ata Motzi Mipicha. You have to hear that which you are saying. So Rabbosai, again, so now, beautiful. Everything looks, watching. Let's just read the next line. Rabbi Meir says, Asher Nochi Mitzavecha Yom Alevavecha. Rabbi Meir says, no, you don't have to hear that which you are saying. Why? Because what does the Pasuk say? This is what I'm commanding you today, Alevavecha, on your heart. What does on your heart mean? Achar kavonas halev hein hadvarim. That we're not worried about what you say, but rather, what are we worried about? Your kavonas. So again, most remember, everyone's going to say you have to actively say the words that you have to say. It. The shaila is, do you have to actually hear what you're saying? Rabbi Meir says, no, you don't have to hear what you're saying. As long as you articulate the words and you have the kavona, even if you don't hear it, you're okay. So most what the Gemara is suggesting right now is that the way we set this whole thing up is like this: that lemaisa. Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that halacha lemaisa lechatchila a cheresh can go ahead and separate out truma, a cheresh can go ahead and even read the Megillah, a cheresh can go ahead. A person doesn't have to hear Shema when they say it. Why? All come the namnir, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you lechatchila you need not hear that which you are saying. You just have to be able to have to say the words and have the correct kavana. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is the one who says that what that lemaisa you lechatchila you should hear it, but b'di'evet if you didn't, you're still yotz. Now, says the Gemara, so hashta the asas lahachi. Truth is, now that you just quoted this brayse with Rabbi Meir, I can say something different. Afilu tim Rabbi Yehuda kirabei sirle. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds, like his Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, namely, del chatchila you should hear that which you are doing, but bediavad if you didn't, your yotze. Vahad detani Rabbi Yehuda brev dishim ben pazi. Rabbi Meir he. And Rabbi say that which we stated before by Birkas Hamazon, that will actually reflect the view of Rabbi Meir. That will reflect the view of Rabbi Meir. The lechatchila, you should be able to hear it. But b'di'evad, even if you didn't, it's okay. Look at Rashi just a moment. Afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda, dar b'kriya shma yatsa di'evad, in lechatchila lo, umas nisin nami lechatchila hu depasla lecheresh, Rabbi Yehuda hi. So we'll say, now the Gemara says, we can actually reinvent this whole thing. Actually, Rabbi Yehuda, we can say Rabbi Yehuda holds like his Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Meaning what? The lechatchila is supposed to hear that which you are saying, but b'di'evad, if you didn't, you're yotze. Which would also mean that Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion in the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah says that a Cheresh can't read, that perhaps what that means is what? Lechatchila, no, but b'di'eved, yes. And v'hal de birkas hamazon, nab Rabbi Yehuda hi, v'tekashi lechad Yehuda Rabbi Shema and Pazi, mani, lo Rabbi Yehuda lo Rabbi Shema yosi, demashe lechatchila. So therefore the Gemara says, and the case of birkas hamazon, which allows you to go ahead the case of Birkas Hamazon will reflect the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, well, so just you should know halacha lemaisa, we don't paskin like this, we paskin in lechatchila, even b'di'eved, a cheresh is not permitted to read the Megillah. I mean, a cheresh could read the Megillah, but a cheresh cannot be motzi anyone in their obligation to read the Megillah for a simpler reason, which is that lemaisa, again, anyone who is not chayiv in something cannot be motzi another in that mitzvah. So a cheresh, obviously, who doesn't have the ability to hear. The mitzvah of Megillah is Shmias HaMegillah. It's actually not Kriyas HaMegillah. Someone who does not have the ability to hear, does not have the obligation in Kriyas HaMegillah, in which case they can't be moti someone else, even b'di'evad. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda says, remember again, so the Mishnah said, the first opinion of the Mishnah said that a Cheresh Shota V'Katan can't read the Megillah. Rabbi Yehuda then comes along and says that a Katan can read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Katan Hayisi Vikarvisi Lamalame Rabbi Tarfon. So we'll say, Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, listen, I have to tell you, when I was a kid, I read the Megillah before Rabbi Tarfon. I read it. Whether this means I read it for Rabbi Tarfon's minion, the point is, I read the Megillah for people when I was a kid. This is Rabbi Yehuda himself saying it. So listen to this. I'm saying, Lamalame Rabbi Tarfon was a Kenan Belud. I went ahead and I read the Megillah for Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim, you know, right by the airport, you know, in Lod. I went ahead. I did this. So how can you tell me that it doesn't work? I mamish did it. Amrus, listen to what they said. Amrulo, Ein Mavin Raya Min HaKatan. Very nice, but you can't bring a halachic. If you are the only sole testimony about this, you cannot. Your halachic testimony that you are offering about something that occurred when you were a minor has no halachic validity. That statement itself, because remember again, even though he's making the statement now and he's an adult, essentially what he's doing is he's testifying about something that happened when he was a child that has no halachic validity. Tanya. Rabbi, I'm a Rabbi. Rabbi said, "Katan ha'isi." Again, since there's another bryce, Rabbi said, "When I was a child, the karisi lemala me Rabbi Huda. I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Huda." So now this is Rabbi Huda. This is Rabbi saying, "I read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Huda when I was a child." Amrulo, ein mevi'in raya min amatir. Shkoyach, that's not a good raya. Rabbi Huda is the one who allows a katan to read. So the fact that you as a child read before Rabbi Huda, that doesn't help us over here. We know Rabbi Huda's shita. Doesn't mean it's right. So the Gemara says, v'leim rulei im avi in raya min akatan. Why don't they say to Rabbi the same thing that they said to Rabbi Huda, right? Meaning that again, I understand what you did, but im avi in raya min akatan, you can't bring a halachic proof from something you did as a child. To which the Gemara says, chadva od kamrulei. The truth is, what they're saying to him is both reasons. Chadva de katan ayisa. First of all, you were a child, and therefore, again, the testimony that you give about things that happened as when you were a child is halachically meaningless. Va'od, furthermore, afilu gadol ha'yisa, even if you were an adult, meaning even if, let's say, you were above bar mitzvah when you were testifying about this, meaning, let's say, you went ahead and you saw another child who was going ahead and reading, and now you're 13 years old, and you're telling me that you saw this child, that would still be meaningless to us. Why? Because ein mevi'in raya min amatir. Because when I say, you can't bring a raya from the person who we already know permits this particular practice. So we'll say, Aloch HaMaisa Shecholar Paskins, that a katan, both a katan she'egiyah lechinoch, a katan who has reached the age of education, which Rashi defined as 9 or 10, or a katan below the age of chinoch, cannot read the Megillah to be moti others, and for the same reason as the Chirish. The Mishnah Berurah points out, he says, here's the fundamental difference. A katan, in order to be moti someone, you have to be on the same or higher level of obligation than the individual you are trying to be moti, discharge the obligation for. If you are on a lower level, it doesn't work. So a katan, for example, when it comes to Mikra Megillah, is what we call a trade dirabanan. It's a double rabbinic obligation. Megillah is rabbinic in and of itself. Plus, again, a child is only obligated, a child, let's say, reached the age of chinuch, is only obligated, why? Right, midrabanan, there's a mitzvah of chinuch, so they have a double layer of rabbinic obligation versus an adult who has a basic rabbinic obligation. Ultimately, just here the Megillah. So because they are not on the same level, therefore lemaisa a katan, even who reached the age of chinuch, is not permitted to go and be motzi a gadol. Says the Mishnah, ein karnas haMegillah, v'lo malin, v'lo tovlin, v'lo mazin. So you can't go and read the Megillah. We don't do bris milah. We don't tovlin. Also means going to the mikvah. Rashi points out over here, the mikvah they're referring to is Mishayagia Shvi'i Lezav. When, let's say again, if you have a Zav who's observing 7 clean days, so you don't go to the mikvah, or for someone who came in contact with a corpse. So in all these cases, v'lo mazin abosa means sprinkling, v'chein shom, we'll see what, well, again, that can mean ashes of the para aduma, or that could also mean blood applications of karbanos, although we'll see blood applications later. Here, bepashtus, it means, again, from the waters of the para aduma, v'chein shomeres yom kineged yom, so to a woman abosa who literally is observing one clean day corresponding to a day in which she had an emission. We saw this already before, that if a woman experiences bleeding at certain times of the month after her normal menstrual cycle, so again, she has to observe one clean day for every day in which she has an emission. Obviously, if she has an emission 3 times, then she becomes a Zava Gedola and has to go ahead and observe 7 clean days. So Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom means, for example, if she sees blood on Thursday, so she would have to observe a clean day on Friday. So in all of these cases, Lo Titbal Ad Shetenei Tzachama. So we'll say all of these things that we just mentioned. So again, we have Kriyas HaMegillah, Bris Milah, Tevila in a mikvah, sprinkling of the waters of the Paraduma, Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, which means again, that woman who's observing a clean day can't go to the mikvah, all of these things by daybreak. They can only be done after sunrise. They have to be done by day. However, the kulan sha'as mishalam u'dashachar kosher. But, okay, here's the but, that's what? That if you did it from dawn, If you did it from dawn, Rabosai, now when's dawn? When's us? Remember, machlokes haposkim when dawn is. So we normally assume that dawn is approximately 72 minutes prior to sunrise. 72 minutes prior to sunrise. There's a Shita Sarambam who holds that Alos HaShachar dawn is 90 minutes prior to sunrise, excuse me. So normally we don't accept the position that Rambam is not normally the widely held opinion, although it is good to keep it in your back pocket sometimes if a person is has to travel earlier, a person requires, so that's the Shita. So therefore, Lemaisa, all these things must be done as of daybreak, sunrise, but Alok HaMaisa, if you did it from dawn, you are okay. Says the Gemara. Minalan. From where do we know this? Do Amar Krab. Now, boss, I remember. Now we're going to go through each of these one by one. How do we know that the Megillah has to be read by day? So, do Amar Krab, because the pasuk says Vahayomim Ha'ile Niskarim Venaasim Bayom In Balayla Lo. So, boss, say so. Because what does the pasuk of the Megillah say? And these days will be remembered. Now, boss, say Niskarim refers to what? Kriyas HaMegillah. So you see from here that the Megillah must be read by day. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Lema Temet to you of the Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. This would refute the position of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, because what does Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi say? Don't Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Mekros HaMegillah Balai Levelish Nosa Bayom. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says that a person is obligated to read the Megillah by night and repeat it by day. So this apparently contradicts what the Mishnah is saying, because the Mishnah says that you're obligated to read the Megillah by day, to which the Gemara says, no, Kikatani Adiyom. The Mishnah here is discussing the daytime reading. We know you have to read it at night. The Mishnah over here is not talking about the nighttime reading. In the daytime reading, just know it has to happen, or it should happen, After sunrise, and again, b'di eved after dawn. Okay, v'lo malin, can't give a bris milah. You have to do bris milah by day. Because the pasuk says you have to circumcise on the eighth day. V'lo tovlin, v'lo mazin. You can't go to the mikveh. You can't sprinkle. D'chsiv v'hiza hatahar al hatame b'yom hashvi. Because we'll say, what does the pasuk say? And the one who is tahar will sprinkle on the one who is tame on the seventh day. Again, referring to para aduma. V'iskish tevila lahazia. And I will say, remember again, tevila, and so we know that tevila and the sprinkling, the immersion mikvah and the sprinkling are connected one to the other. Therefore, just like hazia, the sprinkling has to be done by day, so too the tevila has to be done by day. Similarly, Rabosai, if you have woman again, so remember this case of Shomeres Yom Kenegei Yom is a very specific case of a woman who, without getting the way that a biblical menstrual cycle works, or a woman's general bleeding cycle works, is it's not complicated, but the truth is, it's not in line with the way we normally think about menstrual cycles. Essentially, according to what we'll call a biblical cycle. Not that it's written, but we'll call it a halachic cycle, not a biblical cycle. So essentially, there are 11 days in between periods. There are 11 days in between menstrual cycles, in which case, again, now what that means is there are 11 days between cycles in which we are sure that if a woman bleeds, that is not menstrual blood. It doesn't mean that a woman will get a period, you know, within 11 days of each other, but with between cycles, there's 11 days where we know for sure it's not menstrual blood, which means that if she bleeds, it's got to be something else. What that something else is, it could be zivos or some. So the point over here is that halacha maaseh, if a woman goes ahead and bleeds for one day, remember again, every day she bleeds, she has to observe a corresponding clean day. Now what the Mishnah is saying over here is, so let's play this out. If she goes ahead and she observes a clean day, so then when does she go ahead and go to the mikvah? So if she bleeds on Thursday, so when would she go to the mikvah? So the pasha, she'd go Friday morning. Right, Thursday would go ahead and be her clean day. Right, she'd bleed on Thursday. Friday would be her clean day, and she'd go the next day, or she'd say maybe even sometime. I take that back. Thursday during the day, it could be even some point in time, and then Lamaisa, Harif Shemesh, sun will go down, and she'll go ahead and become Tahura after that. So the Gemara says, "Time Pshita, Maishna Shomer Yom Kineged Yom Mikol Chayvei Tfilos." Rabbi said, we just established before that whenever you go to the mikvah, all chayvei tefilos, anyone who goes ahead and immerses in the mikvah, lemaisa goes by day. So if you've already established that chayvei tefilos go to the mikvah by day, so why would this woman be any different? It's tzrich sagadait chamina. We need it for the following reason. Tehevi kiri'ia rishona shalzav, or ri'ia rishona shalzav, iskish labal keri. Because I might have thought, Rabosai, when a woman has this shaw of blood, so perhaps she should be no different than a zav. So a zav is a man who has a special, specific type of emission as well. And what is the hal? And a zav is compared to a bal keri. A bal keri is a man who has a seminal emission. Rabosai, what is the halach of a bal keri? Dichsev zos toras hazav, va'asher teitse mimenu shichvas zera. This is the law of the zav, as well as man who has a seminal emission. And we'll say, what is halacha with the zav? Ma balkeri tovel bayom. So what the Torah does is links the halachos of zav and balkeri. So what's the halacha with the balkeri? Ma balkeri tovel bayom. Just like a balkeri goes ahead and goes to the mikvah by day. Hai nami litbol biyome. This one should also go to the mikvah by day. And we'll say, now watch this. Now what happened to the balkeri? Balkeri, person has a seminal emission. When does it go to the mikvah? That day, right? And that is halacha with the zav also. That day, they don't have to wait any clean days. That day, you go to the mikvah. So like this. So I might have thought that if, the follow this train of thought, a zav is compared to a balkeri, we would assume that this woman who had this emission on this one day is compared to a zav. So I might have thought, therefore, she should be able to go to the mikvah that same day as well. V'habi yimama lo matzi tavla. But we know this woman can't go to the mikvah that day. We know that she can't go that day. Why can't she go that day? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, kol yimei zova, all the days of her flowing, of her zivus, kemishkav nidasa yihyeh la. Literally like the Kamishkav Nidasa, like the sittings of her Nida shall be upon her. Now look at Rashi Rabosai. Kimishum Dichsiv Yihya. Rashi says over here. Rashi says, Garsinon, Kol Yime Zov Tumasa, Kimishkav Nidasa Yihyela, Vahach Kra Biriyas Shomeras Yom Kenegan Yom Koi, Meribuye Kol Yime, Dashinam Sechas Nida, Vamidon Hasam Yihyela. Listen to this. So the Gemara Maseches Nida darshins from this pasuk of Yihyeh La is that Lemaisa, it teaches us that she has to be able to count a clean day. It's actually a drasha from the same Lashonos of the Shivanikim. She has to go ahead and count for herself a clean day. So let's play this out. So here's what we know. We know that Zav and Balkari, on one hand, when they have their emission, they're able to go to the mikvah that day. My reflexive reaction would have been to compare a woman who has this emission on this one day to a Zav and a Balkari also, which would mean then that when could she go to the mikvah? On literally the day of her emission. But I know that's not true. Why do I know that's not true? Because I know that she has to count a clean day. So already I know that she is different from the Zav and the Balkari. She has to count a clean day. Fine. Now that she has to count a clean day, however, Belaila mihasli avid miktas shimar viktitbal. I'm going to thought the following. So she has to count the clean day. So when should she be able to go to the mikvah? I'll say when? That night. So let me illustrate this to you. So here's what I know. I know, for example, a zav or a balkeri has an emission today. So when does he go to the mikvah? He has an emission on Thursday. When does he go to mikvah? Thursday. Okay, this woman who has an emission today, I know she can't go to the mikvah today. How do I know that? Because she has to count the clean day. So I would think, even though she can't go today, when she should be able to go? Tonight. Why? Because once nightfall comes, she has observed some semblance already of a clean day, because again, the next calendrical day is here. Let her go to the mikvah at night. Kamash malon no. Kamash malon kevan debaya sfira, amadeis, kevan debaya sfira, since she has to count a clean day, be a mamahi. Therefore, again, lemaisa, she can only go to the mikvah the next day. In other words, Rabosai, what the Gemara is saying over here, and I said this wrong before, now that she has to count the clean day, so what has to happen? What has to happen is lemaisa, she needs at least some semblance of daybreak. Because it's only once daybreak occurs, then what? That it's considered as if she's observed a significant portion of the clean day, and therefore, if she had the emission today, when could she go to the mikvah? Right? Friday morning. Right? Tomorrow morning already. So Friday morning she'd be able to go to the mikvah. So the ma'is, again, that's why, even though we understand what the Gemara is trying to accomplish, the Gemara is trying to teach me, even though the Mishnah told me that chayvei tevilos, those who go ahead and have to go to the mikvah have to go by day, this case still has to be explicitly stated of the Shemar Yom Keneged Yom, because the Havamina is, if you would not have stated this, I would have thought that such a woman could go to the mikvah at night. Kamash Malano, she can't go at night. She has to go by day as well in order for it to be counted as if she has observed, in fact, a clean day. V'kulan sh'asum sh'alamu l'ashachari kosher. So what does the Mishnah say? Even though all of these things are supposed to be done after daybreak, but sunrise, thank you. After sunrise, however, lemaisa, if you did it after dawn, so but the evidence is still okay. So Gemara says, Minahanimili, where do we know that from? That these things that are about, so remember, we've demonstrated that halachically, all of these things must be done by day. So if you're going to tell me that b'di'evet can be done from nightfall, what you have to demonstrate is what? Excuse me. From dawn, you have from alos, you have to demonstrate that alos is also called what? Day. Alos is also called day. So how do we know this? How do we know? So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Vayikra Elohim la'ar yom. God called the light day. So the Gemara says, how do we dash that? L'meir uba karayom. What does it mean that when it says R? L'meir uba. Mirba means the advancing of light. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the advancing of light yom. I will say, what does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the advancing of light? What is the chap of dawn? What is dawn? Dawn is when the first rays of light are absorbed on the horizon. I will say, you will know that if you go outside at what we call halachic alos, it's going to look to you just like the middle of the night. I'm not putting you down, like it's all like to you, right? But me, I'm saying me also, we're all in the same boat with this, right? Meaning, again, l'naisa, to the untrained eye, the truth is it looks like the middle of the night. There's not much to look at dawn. But nevertheless, it is astronomically the time in which the first rays of light. So therefore, the Gemara Darshan Tov is something very interesting. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayikra l'kim la'or yom, God wasn't just saying when it's objectively light. La'or means to the advancing of light. When light is already beginning to become observable, even when it's not immediately observable to man, that's already called day. And therefore, Aloch HaLamayis already, Alos, dawn, is already called Halachic day. All right, so Gemara says, well, if that's the case, just understand that definition is going to swing both ways. Because Elomei'ata, Ulechoshech kara laila. Then you're going to tell me that when it says, and he called when he called darkness night, so then you'd have to say also what? L'machshech uba kara laila. So you're going to tell me then that it's already called night when? When it begins to get dark. Now, say that's going to be a big problem, because then what you're going to tell me is, as soon as the sun sets, it's called night. And we know halachically that's not true. Ha'kaimalan, that Tesa Kochavim lav lailu. But that's not true. We know halacha l'maisa, until what we call Tesa Kochavim, nightfall, the appearance of stars, it is not halachic night. So I'll say, obviously, you can't use this definition only in one place and not both. If R is going to mean the advancing of light, and therefore dawn is also day, then Choshech has to be the advancing of darkness, in which case sunset would already be night. Obviously, that can't be true. Therefore, we have to get rid of this. Rabbi Zira says, no, it's from here. Mehacha. So Rabbi Zira quotes the pasuk from Nehemiah. And what does Nehemiah say? Va'anachnu osim b'malacha. We were working. V'chatzia machazikim b'remachim. Half of us were holding spears, guarding. Me'alos ha'shachar ad tse'sakochavim. And we were going ahead and doing this. We were working from dawn until nightfall, until the appearance of stars. V'omer. And furthermore, again, the pasuk says, V'haya lanu halayla l'mishmar. And that actually, the Gemara doesn't quote the relevant part of the pasuk. It says for us, and the night for us was for watching, the hayom limelacha. And we worked by day. And I will say, here's what we have over here. We have one pasuk telling us that they would work from alos, from the dawn, until tseisa kochavim. And the next pasuk that says, when did we work? We worked by day. Which now seems the pasuk seems to give us a definition for day. What is day? What is day? From alos, from dawn, thank you. I don't know why I have such a problem remembering that word. From dawn until nightfall, until Tzeisak HaKachavim. So Gemara says, "My va'omer, what do you mean va'omer? Why do you mean that second phrase? V'chi teima misha'ala muda shachar lav yimama. Maybe you're going to say, from the time that the dawn arrives, that's not really day. U'michi arva shimsha laila, and maybe nightfall really is at sunset. V'inhu mekadmi mechashchi, and the people in these psukim, they just start working before daybreak, and they begin continue to work after nightfall. Therefore, therefore the pasuk says, Tashma v'hayalanu halayla mishmar v'hayom alacha. Therefore, Rabbi said, the pasuk explicitly says that they were saying, when did we work? Our work was confined to the day, and we stood guard at night. What's the halachic definition of day? The halachic definition of day is from alos, from dawn, ultimately until tzeis kachavim, until nightfall, and therefore we see what now we understand the Mishnah. Therefore the Mishnah says, although the chatchila, you should try to do these things after Netzach Hama, because that is the objective definition of day. Nevertheless, if you did it from alos, talachik day already begins from halachic day already begins from dawn. So I'll just say, interestingly enough, you'll notice that, you know, if you look at a chart of Zmanim, there's always a discussion, Magen Avram and the Gra, in terms of, you know, what time is Kriyas Shema. It's always interesting. So understand there is a fundamental, it's not for now, we'll get to it, Mirat Hashem, in about 6 years when we restart the Daf Yomi cycle. We'll see it in Brachos. You know, but again, there is a fundamental dispute as to how to halachically measure day. Do you measure day from Alos until Tseis, or do you measure day from really from sunrise until somewhere past Shkia? Because obviously, I will say, how you, and then again, remember that how you measure day, we know day is 12 hours, night is 12 hours. But how you measure it, again, will determine how many minutes within each halachic hour. So just so you should know that machlokas Magen Avraham in the Gra is actually a fundamental dispute as to how to measure the duration of actual halachic day, which is a little bit based on here. But lemaisa, for our purposes for today, so again, we paskin all of these things mentioned in the Mishnah must be done by day. Day lechatchila means after sunrise, but bedieved means after dawn, after alos. Says the Mishnah, kolayom, kasha lekriyas hamegillah, the entire day, I will say. So now that we've established the mitzvahs that must begin at daybreak, that can only be done by day, so now the Mishnah is going to tell me that these things can be done throughout the day. Right? You could do it throughout the entire day. So kol hayom, the entire day, is kasha lekriyas hamegillah. You can go out and read the Megillah the entire day, or the kriyas halal, you can read halal the entire day, tkiyas blow the shofar the entire day.
And for Megillah too?
Correct, yes. All of these things that have to be done by day is bidi evit from alos. Lechatchila from Netzachama and on bidi evit from alos. So kriyas hamegillah, netilas, taking lulav, tfilas hamusafin, davening musaf. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Tfilas hamusafin, davening musaf, musafin, karban musaf, vidui parm. I will say vidui parm. If you look at Rashi, he says over here, par he'elam davar shal tzibur, upar koi mashiach. I will say, Par he'elam davar min atzibor, par koi mashiach refer to the following sacrifices. If the Sanhedrin accidentally permits something that is prohibited, that would normally carry with it a punishment of karis. For example, let's say the Sanhedrin says, they make an erroneous ruling, they say you can eat on Yom Kippur. Okay, whatever, they pass in that you can eat on Yom Kippur. So I'll say, if they do that, that brings with it again, that is, it's technically speaking, a violation that carries with it a penalty of kares. Halacha lemaisa, there's a certain carbon that's brought. Similarly, if the Kohen Gadol paskins, he allows something that is normally prohibited by kares. Excuse me. Right, he allows a prohibition that is normally punishable by kares. There's a certain carbon that he brings. These carbonos must be brought by day. Levidui Meiser, I will say Vidui Meiser refers to the Vidui, literally is a confession that's made when you separate out your Trumas and Meisers from the home. Levidui Yom Kippur, the confession of Yom Kippur. Smicha, Shchita, Tnufa, Hagosha, Kamitza, Haktara, Melika, Kabbalah, Hazaya. Both say these are all different parts of Karbano. Smicha refers to the leaning on the animal. Shchita is the slaughtering of the animal. Tenufa means the waving of certain sacrificial parts. Or although it's not just sacrificial part, you also wave Bikurim and you also wave the Omer. Hagosha means the bringing of the sacrificial parts close to the Mizbeach. Kamitza refers to the taking of the three fingerfuls of the flower of the Mincha offering. Haktara means offering on the Mizbeach. Malika refers to the bird offering. Remember, the coin does something very interesting. The coin grows his thumbnail long, and by the bird offering, flicks off the head of the bird by essentially breaking its neck from the back of the animal's head. He takes the nail in and he flicks off the head of the bird. Lekabala, receiving the blood. Haziah, sprinkling of the blood. So I'll say all of these things, these are all the different parts of the sacrificial service, they must all be done by day. Ulashkias sota. Again, I will say if you have a sota situation, the sota must be given to drink by day of the sota waters. La'arifas ha'egla, the decapitation of the calf. I will say that refers to if you find a corpse in between two cities and it's not clear who killed the individual. Remember, the elders of the closest city come out to the site of the murder where the corpse is found. They decapitate a calf, right? They're parts of Egla Rufa. Taras HaMetzora, purification of the Metzora. So all of these things, A, have to be done by day, and B, you have the entire day in which to do it. So I think Mara says similarly, Kala Laila Kashlak Tzia Somer, Ula Hekter Chalav, and Ve'evarim. I will say furthermore again, those things that are done at night, for example, the harvesting or the reaping of the Omer, the actual cutting down of the barley, Hekter Chalav, and Ve'evarim, or the burning of the leftover fats and limbs, all of those things, or you could do them the entire night. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Zaklam, this is the principle. Davar shemitzasso bayom kasher kalayom. Well, the general principle is what? Anything that is permitted to be done by day can be done the entire day. V'chol davar, davar shemitzasso balayla kasher kalalayla. And anything that could be done at night, you are permitted to go out and what? Do it the entire night. Fine. Says the Gemara. Minolan. Well, say, how do we know this? Meaning, how do we know? The Gemara is going to go through these one by one. How do we know the Maisa? That you could read the Megillah the entire day, meaning we've established before that the Megillah has to be read by day. How do I know I have the entire day? Because the Pasuk says, "Vayomim ha'ele niskarim v'nasim." Because the Pasuk says, "Yomim these days," which indicates to Rabbi Osai that I have the ability to go ahead and read this Megillah when throughout the entire day. The Kriyas Halal. How do I know I have the entire day for Halal? D'chsiv, b'mizrach shemesh ad mivo'o. Because the Pasuk says, literally, right, the Pasuk says, from the time that the sun rises in the east until literally it sets. So you see from here, you have the entire day for Halal. Rabbi Yossi says, no, from here, zehayom aso Hashem. This is the day, which indicates that you have the entire day for Halal. Netilas lulav. How do I know I have the entire day for Netilas lulav? D'chsiv, v'lakach ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon. Because the Pasuk says, he will take it for you on the first day, which indicates, again, on both sides, now, interestingly enough, these are many of the same psukim that we used also to teach us that what? That these mitzvot must be done by day. Now the Gemara is also teaching me that when I say it has to be done by day, it means what? That I might say I have the entire day. L'tkiya shofar, how do I have the entire day for shofar? D'chsiv, yom tiru yelochem. L'musafin, how do I know from musaf? D'chsiv, divar yom biyomo. Right? Literally a matter of its day throughout the entire day. I have the entire day in which to go and offer up the korban musaf. L'tfilah samusafin, how do I know that I have the entire day to daven musaf? Because of also again lemaisa, the rabbis equated the davening of the tefilas musaf for the actual carbon musaf. Ulevidui parim. How do I know about say that for vidui parim? Remember, vidui parim refers to the confession that is made over the parim. The parim, which refers again to the two parim we saw in the last Mishnah as well. Right? I'm sorry, naturally, we didn't see the last Mishnah. The Vidui Parim refers to the Par He'elam Davar Min HaTzibur and Par Koy Mashiach, the two Parim that are brought in the event that either the Sanhedrin or the Kohen Gadol issues an erroneous ruling that would normally carry with it a penalty of Kares. The Yalif Kapara Kapara Miyom HaKippurim. We learn out atonement from Yom Kippur. What does that mean? The Sanya Gabi Yom HaKippurim, because we learned by Yom Kippur, the chiper ba'ado u'ba'ad beso. The pasuk says he will atone for himself and for his family. Pekaporis dvarim hakasa medaber. Rabbi said this is talking about the verbal confession of the Kohen Gadol. The kapara biyamamahu, and kapara, the atonement, the verbal confession must take place by day. Where do we know that from? D'chsiv bayom azeh yechaper aleichem. On this day will I atone for you. So Bosai, we equate the kapara of the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur with the kapara of the Parim. And just like the kapara of Yom Kippur must be done by day, so to the kapara, the atonement of the Parim, of the Par Ha'elam Davar Min HaTzibur, Par Koy Mashiach, must also be done by day. Ulevidui Meiser, and for the confession of the Meiser, Dechsev, I will say, this is talking about, again, remember, after certain years within the Meiser cycle, you have to make sure that you have gotten out all of your tithes from your home, and there's a vidui, there's a confession that said, "Bi'arti HaKodesh min habayis. I have taken everything out of my home. I've distributed all of my tithes." So the Mishnah is positing that that has to be done by day. So how do I know that? The vidui ma'aser d'chsev va'amarta lifnei Hashem alokecha. I will say before God, I literally have expunged, I have taken everything that is Kodesh out of my home, i.e., I've distributed all of my tithes. And what does the Pasuk say right after that? Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavecha. On this day, God commands you. So we'll say the juxtaposition of Hayom to the Vidui Meister indicates to me what? That Vidui Meister must be done by day. L'smicha u'l'shchita. How do I know again for the leaning on the animal and for the shechting of the animal for the carbon? D'chsev v'samach v'shachat. Because we'll say, remember again, the Torah juxtaposes the concepts of smicha and shchita. U'ksiv ba b'shchita, and it says by shchita, b'yom zivchachem. And it says by Shechita on what? On the day that you will offer it. So since it says by Yom HaShechita, and Shechita is juxtaposed to Smicha, therefore just like Shechita must be done by day, so too Smicha must be done by day. Ule Tenufa, right? And again, by the waving. Also remember, waving is done by a couple of different places. Waving is done by Bikurim, it's done by Karban Omer, it's done with certain sacrificial parts. Tichsiv b'yom hanifchem, esha Omer. Because the Pasuk says, on the day that you will wave the Omer. So you see over here, that Omer can be, the waving can be done throughout the day. Ula hagasha, and to bringing the sacrificial item close to the Mizbeach. How do we know that has to be done by day? The iskish l'tnufa, because it is compared to tnufa. Tichsiv v'lakach hakoy miyat ha'isha, es minchas haknaos. This is by the Sota. The coin will take from the woman. The minchas haknaos. The hainif, he will go ahead and wave it. The hikriv, and he will bring it close to the mizbeach. So from here you see that what? That again, lemaisa, the hagosha and the tenufa are juxtaposed, are written right next to each other. And therefore, just like tenufa is done by day, so to hagosha, the bring close to the mizbeach, is also done by day. Ulemalika, ulekamitza, ulaktor lazia. How do I know again that malika? Rabbi, also remember that refers to the flicking off of the head of the bird head. Kamitza refers to the three fingerfuls of the coin from the karba mincha. That's kamitza. I'm sorry. Laktora and the burning of the sacrificial parts. Hazia, sprinkling. How do I know these all can be done throughout the entire day? Dichsiv, biyom tzavaso es bnei Yisrael. Because the pasuk says, biyom tzavaso es bnei Yisrael, that this was done on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Jewish people, and all of these items are included within that particular pasuk. Therefore, you see from here that they all could be done throughout the entire day. I will say one more piece, and then we'll stop. Ulashkia sota. What about again the giving of the sota to drink? How do we know that process can be done throughout the entire day? Asya Torah Torah, make a gzereshav of Torah Torah. What does it say? Ksiv hacha, says over by Sota. Va'asalas ha-koin es kala Torah hazos. The coin will go ahead and literally subject her to this entire process, called this entire Torah. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there, al-pi ha-Torah asher yorucha, you will go ahead and conduct yourselves by the Torah that they will instruct you, va'ala mishpat, and by the justice. Rabbi said, this is talking about over here, our obligation to listen to the Rabbanim, to listen to Chazal, to listen to the Beis Din. Tap of Chaf Aleph, ma mishpat bayom. Rabbi said, again, this is talking about my obligation to listen to the rulings of the Sanhedrin, to the rulings of Chazal. So just like mishpat can only occur by day, remember, judicial proceedings only occur by day, therefore, so to what? Therefore, again, so therefore, it's just like al pi Torah. Torah by Sanhedrin, by instruction by Chazal, only applies by rulings given by day. So to what? Afkan. So to over here, by the Sota, Va'asla Sakola Torah Hazos, could also Afkan by Yom. So to over here by the Sota, the process only applies by day. All right, so we'll stop over here. Pick up Amir Tashem tomorrow.